Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Thank you to the Rav. His father should have a poor Shlema. We should be thinking of him. All the time when I came here, I was always able to get a Shalom Aleichem from him as well. And, of course, I hope that everyone has him in their tefillahs. This sugya, truth be told, is a mayim she'ein lahem soif. There's no way to get to the end of this sugya. As a matter of fact, when I first became a Rav, I used to want to decide myself when the Zaman, Seif Zaman Achilas Chometz is, and when the Zaman Bir Chometz is, and I used to sit down and try to figure it out with all the Paiskim, and I would get so nervous because there's so many different shitas, and you can't possibly cover all of them, and I finally gave up, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to use the Ruach. And there's good reason for that, and I'll show it to you a little bit. Now, with this Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif, I think it's important to put things in the proper perspective. What I mean to say is that you can't cover all your bases. And nowadays, part of the Orthodox religion is to try and cover all your bases. That's a new phenomenon. But that's what it is. Fortunately or unfortunately, that's how Yiddishkeit has developed. But you cannot cover all your bases here. And if you just take out on any of the sugyas, the new Mishabur that we have from Dirshu, you'll see that you're never going to make everybody happy on this one. Rabbi Yashav B'Shumaitin wouldn't make an early Shabbos. Klal Yisrael historically always did. Maybe Kamen B'Kamen Kamen. And instead of trying to tell you everything, I decided that I would like to make it clear two or three things that we should learn something together, have clarity, and I actually, lechvaychem, if you take a look at the back, I made a chart that I want you to see. Because if I start telling you the Magen Avraham and the Ramban and the Taz and this and everything and the Levush, it's going to get complicated. There's no way that I could cover it in an hour. So I sat down yesterday and I made this chart on the back because when we refer to things, this chart will be very helpful. We'll be able to see it, and then I'll feel that the Olam who was Meiser Nefesh to come learn on July 4th, like a Yid should go away with something finite. You should know what the basic shaylas are. So let's start by saying that Mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, according to Rav Bishoyin, is a deraisa. We know that it says it by Yom Kippurim. The Gemara darshan by Yom Kippurim that a person has to be makabel Yom Kippurim earlier and afterwards. The Gemara also says that it's true whenever there is an Isur Malacha, which is important to remember, the Isur Malacha. And all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, hold that it's a deraisa, to be makabel before, to be makabel afterwards. One of the interesting things is that there's no Zman which is given for this. We don't know how long. It doesn't say anywhere how long Tosefta Shabbos is. And when you look at the Rishonim, you see different shitas. And we do have, and Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, it's a very interesting Tshuva, someone saw Rav Moshe going in a car after Zman Hadlakas Neiris, and he wrote Rav Moshe a letter about it. Because haste, the Rosh Yeshiva goes after Hadlakas Neiris, and Rav Moshe wrote a long tshuva to tell him that there's nothing wrong. But now that you say that it brings Lazil Zushabs, I won't do it anymore. So this guy had a Gavaltik Eschus that Rav Moshe, he wasted a few minutes of Rav Moshe's time. But Rav Moshe said he'll never do it again. But in that tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that he gets the yeshiva in time to be makabel Tosefta Shabbos 3 minutes before Shkia, which is more than enough for the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, and Rav Moshe felt comfortable with that. Mitzat Sheini, there were rishonim that held that you could do it 2 hours before, and we'll discuss the Shitas HaShulchan Aruch about this. And I'd like to tell you over a Hezber the Ram so you should understand it. So, the Mechaber Paschal is like Rabbeinu Tam. So, When we learn a halacha from the Shulchan Aruch, we have to understand that he passes like a Beit Tam. So we're going to take a look at that chart for a second. And this chart is going to be the Gaya right now, and it's also going to be the Gaya question that I want to leave you with at the end. So let's take a look at the chart. The bottom half of the chart shows Shkias HaChama. Shkias HaChama is sunset, the physical setting of the sun. So we have two sugyas hashah that contradict each other. There's one that says, if you look at the chart, you'll see it. There's one that says that Seis HaChoychodim is 4 mil. We'll go according to those who say that a mil is 18 minutes, which is 72 minutes after the setting of the sun, Shkias HaChama. The problem is that the Gemara also says that Bein HaShemashos, which is Safik Yoyim, Safik Laila, lasts for 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. And after that comes Seis HaChoychodim. So the Gemara says that Bein HaShemashos begins by Shkia, and 13 and a half minutes later is Seis HaChoychodim. So that means to say, if you take a look at the right side of the chart on the bottom, let's say on the perfect day, we're talking about the perfect day, let's talk by the equinox. So it's exactly everything is ordered like a clock. There's not, you know that we always use a shazmani, we divide the daylight by 12, we'll get there in a second, not in a second, but we should get there soon. But al-Kapanim, on a perfect day, sunset, as we see it, the astronomical sunset, is at 6 o'clock, let's say. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, well, let's not talk about Rabbeinu Tam. If we were to take the Gemara literally, that Rabbeinu HaShemashos is 3/4 of the mil, that would mean that 13 and a half minutes after Shkias HaChama is Laila Gomor. It's already night. No one does it 13 and a half minutes because that depends. We change the 72 to 2 minutes dependent on where we are in the world. But the way it comes out from the Gemara, Bein HaShemashos, we know that there's a segment of time which is Safik Yoyim, Safik Laila. That's Bein HaShemashos. That comes after Shkias HaChama. That is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. But we have a stira, because the Gemara says that Seis HaChoychodim is 72 minutes after Shkias HaChama. That's a problem. Did anyone hear about waiting 72 minutes? Because the Gemara says that Seis HaChoychodim is 4 mil after Shkias HaChama. That's 72 minutes after sunset. The astronomical sunset at 6 o'clock. But the problem is that Bein HaShemashos is only supposed to be 13.5 minutes. And that's a long time, 72 minutes, to say that after Shkia, Bein HaShemashos starts. So it's a stira, because so Rabbeinu Tam answers it like this. I want you to get this and know this from the chart, because otherwise you can't understand all of the problems that we have with timing. Basically, so Rabbeinu Tam says very big Kiddush. You all know that Shkia Sechama means when the sun goes down. So Rabbeinu Tam essentially says that Shkias HaChama is an ongoing process. It doesn't end the moment that the sun goes down. There's light still in the sky, and that has to shift. And when the Gemara says that Shkias HaChama comes out, it's actually 58.5 minutes. If Bein HaShemashos is 13.5 minutes, so 58.5 minutes after Shkias HaChama is when Bein HaShemashos starts. So he says there's an end of the Bein HaShemashos. It's a process. The sun goes down, and then the light starts to go down. And Sof HaShkia is when the light, it's hard to know exactly what Rabbeinu Tam means, when the light goes down. That's when Bein HaShemashos starts, and it's the same 13 and a half minutes. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia didn't end when the sun went down. Shkia ends 13 and a half minutes before Seis HaChoychodim. The same 13 and a half minutes that we just said before. It's only a question of where you place it. That's all. Well, so Rabbeinu Tam is a Mechadesh, a new Bein Hashmashes, which has no astronomical reality to us. You can't go outside and identify Shkiyas, Sof Shkiyas HaChama, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's only numerical. I hope everyone understands it. Did I make myself clear? It's not a reality, according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says that Seisa Kechavim is 72 minutes, 4 mil after Shkia. The Gemara also says that after Shkia starts Bein HaShmashes. So, if Seisa Kechavim is 72 minutes, Bein HaShmashes starts 13.5 minutes before that. But what are you going to do with the fact that Shkia Sechama was a long time ago? The Torah says a little bit of time is early. Shkia Sechama is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. It starts at 6 o'clock when the sun goes down, and it ends 58.5 minutes later, and then you have 13.5 minutes of Bein HaShmashes, and then it's night. I hope everyone's followed. Did I make that clear? Was that clear? Take a look at the chart. The dot in the box is Bein HaShmashes, 13.5 minutes. That's clear from the Gemara. You see on the bottom left hand there's a Bein HaShmashes, and next to it on the right side there's a Bein HaShmashes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShmashes, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, starts 58.5 minutes after sunset. Because the Gemara makes a statement that Bein HaShmashes is only 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes, immediately afterwards is Seisa Kechavim, so he puts it all the way at the end. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, until 58.5 minutes after Shkia, it's still Yoim Gomer. It's still Friday. Asher Al-Kain, there were many kehillas in Europe that did malacha after sunset. They were still driving around their cars for a half hour. I don't want to get into why only a half hour. Budapest was a place like that. So there were many places, and by the way, it might be a chiddush to all of you, but that's how the Mechaber paskens. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah paskens like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban also paskens like that, which means that after sunset, you can still do malacha for 58.5 minutes. Take a look at the chart again. This is reality, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the way it is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun sets, that's not the Shkia that brings in Bein HaShmashes. It's still daytime. 58.5 minutes later starts Bein HaShmashes for 13.5 minutes. Then it stays at the club for the 72 minutes. That's Shita Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the way the Bogen Avraham paskens. And then there's the Shitas Hagra and the Go'inim that reconcile these Gemaras in a different way and say that the Seisa Kechavim, which the Gemara in Pesach mentions, which is 4 mils, got nothing to do with Shabbos. And therefore, Shkia is Shkia, the sunset. And 13.5 minutes afterwards is Laila Gomer. So you understand that we are machmer, like the Shita Sagra and the Ga'inim. And when Rav Moshe came to America, he insisted that everyone do that. And when the Satmar Ruf came and the Hungarian Rabbanim came, Rav Moshe said, there's no way that anyone could do malacha here after Shkia, even though for maybe 1,000 years they were doing so in Budapest, because it'll come to a Gevaltik, a Kilkul, we're all in the same city, some people keep the Shabbos, so Rav Moshe made it, and the Satmar Ruf agreed. And Lamaisa, in America, everybody makes Shabbos, Bein HaShmashes starts, Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, as soon as the sun goes down. Now you know, you understand. Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, when you talk about Shabbos, is a Sofik of an Isur Deraisa. Chas v'sholom, the Lashon of the Chofetz Chaim, Chas v'sholom, anyone should be making love, the Shitas Agurah. But you can't make Tosefta Shabbos then. You can't make Tosefta Shabbos when it's Bein HaShmashes, because anyway you have to keep Shabbos. So Tosefta Shabbos has to be in a time when you were not restricted from doing Malacha. It doesn't make sense to make Tosefta, the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos would be when it's something good, something vital, and you have to keep Shabbos anyway. So those 13.5 minutes are not included in Tosefta Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos has to begin before Bein HaShmashes, which means, according to the Gra and the Ga'inim, it has to be before Shkia, the astronomical Shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has to be someplace before 58.5 minutes after sunset, which is 13.5 minutes before 72. Now, the Mechaber passes a thing which is very interesting about Tosefta Shabbos, and the Ran Lamashal, the Maisa, gives an explanation for this. So, there's very seldom that there's a sliding rule that I could do whatever I want. But Truma is a very good example of that. Truma. Truma, the halach is chita achas poiteres es akri. Midyaraisa, I have a pile of wheat, I'm free to give truma from it. I take off one chita, that's all I have to give. Midyarabanan, the Chazal said, one of 50 years, 40 years, 60 years, depends how you are. But midyaraisa, there's no shir. Meiser, the halach is that you give 10%. Does anyone know what happens if you give 12% meiser? You want to be a tzaddik and you give 12% meiser? Does anyone know what happens? It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you should not take off meiser, but umdina. You have to take it precisely. You don't say, oh, yeah, it's almost 10%. If you take off 12%, this is the Bar Tanura says this. You don't have to be Talmud Chacham, like in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Bar Tanura says, the Tosfos Yontif says it. You can't make more than 10%. Meiser. So if you have tevel that has to have two meisers taken from it, and you take off 12% and you put it on the side, let's say you take off meiser rishon, you want to give it to the lady, you take off 12%. 10% became meiser, and 2% is still tevel, because that cannot become meiser. Now, why don't you say that it became mutter together with the rest of it? Because you took it off. You didn't want it. You weren't being mafresh the meiser on that 2%. You thought it was meiser. So you're actually giving meiser and tevel to the lady. That's what you're doing. You can't make 12% meiser. Truma is an interesting thing. You could take off one chit and make that truma, and everything else becomes chulin. Or you could take a handful. Or you could take a bushelful. You could take as much as you want. You can make a truma. See, that's a good example of the Torah didn't give you a shear, and as much as you say it's Kaddish, becomes Kaddish. The Ran uses this mushel for Tosefta Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos is like Truma. You can make as much as you want. Well, we're going to get to how much. I mean, no one thinks you could make it up to Thursday afternoon Shabbos, right? You can't make Shabbos that far. We'll have to discuss how far you could. But seemingly there's no shir lamala or lamasa. So you can take off one kri, 1 minute before, or you can take off 10 minutes, or you can take off 20 minutes, or you can take off, or you can take. We'll see in a second how far back you could go. But that's the halacha of Tosefta Shabbos. Now lamasa, if you take a look at the mechaber and Reish Samachalot, he says that. But he's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Dutam. So you have it on the papers. I wrote it. I probably put the Mechaber there for you. Is the Mechaber there? I can't see. It's there. The Mechaber there. Reish Samachalot. In Reish Samachalot, Sif Beis. In Reish Samachalot Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, I'll read it quickly. Yeshayimrim, Yeshayimrim is a difficult lashon. It's not Yeshayimrim, all Rishayim hold. Shetzarech lahaisit mechala lachayish. The person has to read the Mechaber, follow along. I'm going to read it quickly, but I'll translate it for you with what we just learned. Lahaisit mechala lachayish. There's a mitzvah, diaraisa, that a person has to bring in Shabbos early. Uzman taisef azu. When can a person make this tzeiseves? When does it start? Well, obviously, you don't do it during Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos, whatever that is, that 13.5 minutes, that Suffik Yoyin, Suffik Laila, the Deraisa. You can't do Malacha then. It's a Suffik Deraisa. As soon as it's Bein HaShemashos, you have to stop Min HaSuffik, the Deraisa. You don't need another mitzvah tzeiseves, Shabbos. So obviously it has to start before Bein HaShemashos, whatever it is. Well, when before Bein HaShemashos, according to the Mechaber, who passes like a Bein HaTam. So he says, "V'zman Tosefta Zehu mitchilas Hashkia she'ein Hashem es niras al ha'aretz, from the beginning of Shkia, which is the actual sunset, ad zman Bein HaShemashos, till Bein HaShemashos, which is 58.5 minutes later, which As I explained to you before, Rabbeinu Tam holds his Yoim Gomer. It's still Friday, Rabbi Stein. It's still Friday, according to Rabbeinu Tam, after the sun sets for 58.5 minutes, and then later for 13.5 minutes is Beit HaShemashes. So during that period, take a look on your chart where it says Yoim Gomer, between the black line and Shkiyas HaChamah. And Beit HaShemashes, the Mechaber holds that's when there's a mitzvah of Tosefta the Shabbos. It's interesting that he does not go backwards past Shkia. That's problematic in the Lashon. He's saying that you can only be Mekabel from sunset. And how far back can I go to be Mekabel Shabbos? Can I be Mekabel at 9 o'clock in the morning? So take a look at your chart again. Rabbi Natan said you could go from Beit HaShemashes all the way back to Shkia. So the Pamskhan in a few places says it's Lav Dafka. It means Plaga Mincha. We're going to go to get to Plaga Mincha in a second. It means Plaga Mincha. But except, which I didn't explain yet, our Plaga Mincha and Rabbeinu Tam's Plaga Mincha are completely different. Rabbeinu Tam's Plaga Mincha, depending on the time of year, is about a minute or two before or a minute or two after sunset. That's about it. It could be more, depending on the days, depending on how you calculate it. So Shkia and Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, are almost the same thing. I'll explain it to you a little, it'll be clear to you. But that's what you have on the chart where it says Yoim Gomer, according to, it's still Friday, Rabbi said. It's not Shabbos till Beit HaShemashes, which is, that's when you could be Mekabel Shabbos. According to the Gra and to the Ga'inim, you have to be Mekabel Beit HaShemashes, so you'll be Mekabel on top of that black line. And we go back as the Chofetz Chaim says, till Plaga Mincha. That's when you have the mitzvah, but you could do it a little bit or you could do it a lot. Take a look at the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, וזמן תסף הזו הוא מתחילת השקיעה של השם השדיר עשה על הארץ, עד בין השבושת, והזמן הזה הוא שלושה מילי ורביע, 58.5 minutes. רצה לעשה איסה, כולי תסף אס איסה. If you want to make the whole thing in תסף השבת, you could. רצה לעשה את מנה, מיצה איסה. And if you want to make a little bit תסף השבת, you can make a little bit. ובלבד שיוסף איזה זמן שיהיה, ודאי יוין מיכול על הקודש. As long as there's some part of Yoin, which is really Yoin, that you make into Tosefta Shabbos, that's good enough. It could be a minute, like Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, it could be two, or if you want, you can make it more. Okay, so then he's going to the okay. Now take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah there, it should have come together. The Imraitz Lahakim, Lakabal of the Shabbos, and Flaga Mincha, the Eilach Harishus Beyond. If you want to be Mekabel until Plaga Mincha, Harshus B'yadah. Okay, Rabbi, say, hold on tight. Take out your chart. What is Plaga Mincha? What is Plaga Mincha? I'm going to ask you a question that no one in the room could answer. How do I know? Because I've asked this to many, 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 many Talmidei Chachamim, and no one can answer it for me. So I know that this is a very important question. What is Plaga Mincha? So take a look at your chart. And I'll explain to you what Plaga Mincha is, and then I'm going to give you a question that you can walk away with, that you can make everybody crazy with, and tell, ask them to try and answer this to you. What is Plaga Mincha? So, taking a look at the perfect day, Netzach HaChama is at 6 a.m., and noon is at 12 noon, 12 p.m., we call it, right? Okay, now, when could you daven Mincha for the first time, a half hour later? That's called Mincha Gedayla. When could you also daven Mincha, which is called Mincha Ketanah, at 3:30? What's the difference? Because Mincha Chazal or Misakein Keneged the Karban Mincha Shel Bein HaArbayim, the Karban Mincha Shel Bein HaArbayim in the Beis HaMikdash is mutter to bring at 12:30, a half hour after Chatzos. In reality, they brought it at 3:30 for technical reasons. And just listen to that word, for technical reasons. If you learn the sugyas in Tamid Mishkat, you will see different times of the year they changed it. Specifically, Erev Pesach, because they had to accommodate everything else that's going on. So 3:30 is when they Lamaisa brought the Korban Tamid. Shkiyas HaChama, we are going to say, Shkiyas HaChama, is when Beit HaShemashes begins. Let's say that. So you can't have a minute after that. Let's just say that, for argument's sake. And you divide the time from 3:30 till 6 p.m. which is 2.5 hours, and they have to get an hour and a quarter. Mind you, that this changes of how much time it is dependent on Shol Zmanios. So the magic where I put the star there is called Plag HaMincha. What is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is you divide the time that you could still daven Mincha after 3:30, which is Mincha Kitana. You divide it in half, and that's called Plag HaMincha. You divide the end part of Mincha into two, and that is when, till when you could be Mekabel Shabbos. Now, you hear Plag HaMincha all the time. What is Plag HaMincha? L'chayr, it's nothing. Well, I mean, who said you should do this? It's a Mishnah, we're going to learn the Mishnah soon. Plag HaMincha is a Mishnah. But the Mishnah brings Plag HaMincha in regard to davening Mincha and Marav, which are lemaised at the end of the day, Jerabonah. But Plag HaMincha seems to be based on a technical issue. It has no reality. Could I give you an example? I always give my Balabatim this example, because I love this example. Right? So, it seems that no one in history ever decided to write the Ge'onim, or the G'dayle Arishayinim, the Rashba. Where's the international dateline? I don't want to get into a discussion about this. But, figure it out. There has to be one. There has to be a place where day and night begins and ends. There has to be. It's hard to wrap your mind around that, especially in a shir. Especially in a shir on July 4th. It's hard to wrap. But there has to be a place. Now, the Goyim chose that arbitrarily. Arbitrarily. So you understand that an arbitrary choice cannot define anything for you. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. It means nothing. It's nothing. It's meaningless. I'm in Chicago. So I'm going to mention Reb Chaim Zimmerman, Zichrono Livracha, in his Sefer Agan HaSoya. So the Chazon Ish decided with whatever we have in Shas and the Rishonim, scant amount of children, Svara, to decide where the Torah put the international dateline. Where did the Torah put the international dateline? Now this is Negeya. It's Negeya Yom Kippur. It's Negeya Shabbos. This is Negeya Dinin Deraisa Chamuris. It cannot be that the Rebbe Shem left it up to some drunk in Greenland to decide when my Yom Kippur is. He wasn't drunk. All right. But the Torah has to have a viewpoint on this. There has to be a viewpoint. So it seems that historically no one asked this to the Rashba. There's no tshuva on it. No one asked it to Rav Sadia Goyim, because it seems there never was a group of people in that part of the world that sent the Shaila. I don't know if they did, but they didn't ask the question till the Miri Yeshiva came there, and they sent the Shaila to the G'dayli Yisrael. First time in history that the Shaila was ever asked to the G'dayli Yisrael. So here's the Chazon Ish, and he has to figure this out, and all the rest of them. Well, there's a Machlokes then also. So the Chazon Ish did something, and he said something, which people weren't happy with, because it wasn't conventional, and it makes the Jews different than everybody else, and some people like to fit into the rest of the world. They think there's some sort of value in that. So they attacked the Chazon Ish. So Chaim Zimmerman, sometimes I take it out to read it, I get such a chizm from it. So here it says, he said, what is everybody talking about? The Chazon Ish did exactly what Chachamenu Zichrono Livracha told us to do. You're supposed to take the Torah and learn it with all your kaifas, and try to figure out what it's saying, and make your life based on that. The Chazon Ish is the only one who's saying the right thing, because he did it the way you're supposed to do. He's not affected by convention, and by what everybody else does. He knows that the Torah has to have it, but he did it the way you're supposed to do. There's no one who ever wrote such words on the Chazon Ish like Reb Chaim Zimmerman. The beginning of Gan HaSoyer, Ayin Shom. So you understand, Rabbi Stein, the technicalities, even if the technicalities were in the Beis HaMikdash, it should have no import to a Din D'oraisa of when Shabbos is. What is Plag HaMincha? It's in between when they happened to bring the carbon. They could have happened to the 3:30s also. The Chayra was only a technical thing that they decided to bring the carbon 3:30. We don't know that there was a reason why it has to be 3:30. There's no pasuk that says you have to bring the carbon to 3:30. Well, we only know that you can bring it at 12:30. From 12:30 to Shkia. They brought it at 3:30. So 330 L'chayra is nothing. It's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So B'negeya Mincha and Mar, which we're going to come to soon, B'negeya Mincha Mar, Plaga Mincha, he has some value because you could say it's a Drabbana. But B'negeya Tais V'Shabbos is with Jaraisa. How did you say that Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point? What's Plaga Mincha? Why should it be Plaga Mincha? But I don't know if you get that question. I'll say it over one time, one more time. The reason is because I found something in the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't explain himself. And I think, Lule de Mistapina, I would say this is what was bothering the Aruch HaShulchan. We'll read it together. So, Rabbeinu Yeruchin was the Gdeil Rishayim, Paskins, it could only be Makabel Shabbos, till backwards till Plaga Mincha, not before. The Chabad Chaim brings it LaHalacha and the Bir HaLacha, and in many places, he says that if you Makabel Shabbos before Mincha, it's a Bracha Levatola, the Kiddush is now Kiddush. The Yudanos of the Melacha, there's nothing. Zelok klum, it's garnished. If you Makabel Shabbos for Plaga Mincha, and it brings it from the Magen Avraham, who brings it from Rabbeinu Yeruchin. Now, to me, you know, that's enough. You know, an Amoritz like me, you know, if I learn half of the stuff in the Dirshu, I'm happy when I learn a Sugya. But the Aruch HaShulchan wasn't happy with this Pesach. He says it by Hadlakas Haneis. The Aruch HaShulchan wasn't happy with this. And I had the Aruch HaShulchan here, the first page we have, I had the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, what he essentially says is that, okay, l'chatchila you shouldn't do it, because the Magen Avraham says so. But how could anybody say that if you makabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, that it's not Shabbos? Whoever said there's a shir, he asked. I was wondering when I saw the Rosh. What do you mean? Who said Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Magen Avraham? What's he talking about? Take a look. Okay. So if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, let's not do the whole thing because it's late. All right. Count down one second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines down. V'yirali, the third word. V'yirali. When a person, even before, if somebody left the Neiris and he wanted it to become Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, says Aruch HaShulchan, it's already Shabbos. Even though the Mechaber says that you can't make it before Plaga Mincha, but if a guy did it, who could stop a person from being makabel Shabbos early? It's wondrous. How can he say that? So first of all, he says Barisi Mishikasa, that's the Magen Avraham and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So I don't know why the Aruch HaShulchan wrote it Mizeh Lashon Mishikasa, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But I think that the Chabad Chaim everywhere paskins that you cannot be Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, and that means Afilu Lekula. If you did it, you're still Mutar B'Malach. You can't do it. You cannot do it. The Irish are going to say that you could do 2 hours before. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying it's a dover to me to say it's Plaga Mincha. Lule de Mistafina Isi Oimer, the question that I asked you is why he thinks it's such a pedal. What does Plaga Mincha got to do with Shabbos? What is Plaga Mincha? Certainly nothing astronomical. And all it seems to be is a Chas V'Shalom. I'm using the word arbitrary, but you understand what Chazal do something. But as far as Dini Darais is concerned, it's arbitrary. He has no dividing these two times in a deraisa. There's no deraisa about Plaga Mincha anywhere or anything. So how can you tell me that Shabbos can only be makabel to Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha is non-existent in the realm of deraisa. So I would think that's what the Aruch HaShulchan wants. That's part of his problem. Nonetheless, the Chavetz Chaim paskins like the Magen Avraham that you cannot be makabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. Don't do it, Rabbi, just because of the Aruch HaShulchan, because then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. But we say that you could only be makabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha until Bein HaShemashis is when the mitzvah of Tesef Shabbos is. And there's an issue over here that I want to explain. It's really late. I didn't even do an eighth of what I wanted to do. And this is after I decided that it's impossible to talk about this. So, with your permission, I'm going to go to the 10 minutes that the Rav stole from me. I'm going to go to... So I'm going to go there 10 minutes. I never steal anyone's time, but I have had people who come to the show to steal my time. I tell them, you know, the Rav wants to speak for a half hour later, and then they go for 45 minutes over. I've had that many times. But okay, I'm going to, only because I want to tell you a few more things. All right. So, you could be Mekabel Shabbos till Plaga Mincha. And, backwards, till Plaga Mincha. But not before, not before. But what was I up to before I interrupted myself? Okay, it doesn't really make a difference. I'll just continue. There's enough to say. Yeah, I said it. Plaga is L'chayr, it's not existing. L'chayr. Alright, now, I know what I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you this. This is going to go, this is really for about a half hour. I'm going to do it in 2 minutes. Hold that tight. Obviously, when we talk about hours, we talk about shazman. That means you divide the day into 12, and each one of those segments is an hour, and that's how you determine the hours that you can say Krishma, the hours that you can say Shabbos. When 3:30 is not 3:30. 3:30 is 3.5 shazman is after chatzos. So Plaga Mincha will change. So first of all, according to Rabbi Natan, Pashtus, except for the Levush, who says a Chidush Nifla, and the Magen Avraham is playing with him in Pshat Rabbi Natan, it doesn't even really make sense. That's the truth. But how do you divide the day? Where do you divide it by 12? Where do you start dividing by 12? So according to Rabbi Natan, Roi Day is told that you divide it from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKoychav. So that gives you a bigger Shazman. So you understand that 3:30 is going to come out later than our 3:30. Because we, according to the Gra, and the Ga'inim, we divide the day from Neitachama to Shkiyasachama. So we have a 12th of that is the hours. And according to Rebbe Tam, Plaga Mincha is 58 minutes after sunset. So you're starting backwards from there to determine Plaga Mincha, to determine everything. So, surprise, it might be a surprise to some of you that Plaga Mincha, the Plaga Mincha that we talk about, which is an hour and a quarter Shazmani before sunset, according to Rebbe Tam, sometimes comes after our sunset. Sometimes it comes 2 minutes before, it comes 5 minutes before. Asher al-Kain is very, very hard to be machmer like Rabbi Natan and like the Shita Sagra. Because according to Shita Sagra, you have to stop doing malacha before sunset. And you have to be Mekabel Shabbos, which according to Rabbi Natan is before Plaga Mincha very often. So you were not Mekabel Shabbos early. You didn't have the mitzvah. You can't do it both ways. It's impossible to do it both ways. Sometimes you could, sometimes you can't, but certainly when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, it's before Plaga Mincha according to Rabbi Natan. Did I make that clear? I want to make that clear again. It's before. I have a very special reason for doing this. I'm going to tell you why. You'll excuse me. Many, many years ago, when I learned when I was a bachur, I was coming back from Eretz Yisrael, I stopped for a week in Switzerland. And I was learning for a week with the biggest Talmud Chacham in Switzerland, who lived in Lugano at the time. And we were learning Hilchos Atzilus Lugano. So I stayed there for a week. So at one point, he wanted to point out to me all the shittos that hold that you don't have to go like this before you wash Atzilus Lugano and a few other things that everyone's makbir on. And he made a big point of pointing it out to me. So then at the end of the week, he says, why did I point out all those things to you? Because I don't want you to look at a person who doesn't do all the chumras is against your shaykhs. And that's going to make you a bal gaiva. You're going to think that you're cruder than the next guy. So you should know there's a lot of days that hold that you don't have to do that. You don't have to go like this before. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but you shouldn't look down at the other person. So many of us who were Mekabel Shabbos early, especially, will make a plag mincha. I don't know if that became popular in Chicago, to daven mincha before plag amar, after plag, it became popular. When you do that, most often you are not Mekabel Shabbos early, according to Rabbi Netanya. And I'm not sure which one is more important. It's not clear to me. Let me explain that to you. I wasn't planning on saying that, but let me explain that to you. We are matner like the goyim. You can go back to the chart again. We are matner like the gra, and we say ben hashmash it starts bashkiyas tachana. Does that mean to say that we wiped away the shulchan aruch? Now erev Shabbos it's not negate. Motzi Shabbos, but erev Shabbos we start doing malacha earlier. But that doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't wait 72 minutes like Rabbein time. Motzi Shabbos. We didn't wipe them off the face of the map. Right? And certainly right Paiskim waited to daven Marv according to Rabbein time. Right? Now, the Chofetz Chaim himself, who l'chayra goes according to the Grot, wherever you say, Paskins many times that being that Allah mi'ikir adin is according to Rabbein time, I think that you could still say it's day, not be the Geo Derais. I'll tell you one place in particular where he says it, which is was the most shocking to me. There's an Isser to eat, to wash, Shalashidis after Shkia. So, when is Shkia? So, if we hold like the Grot and the Goinim, the sunset goes down, at least total cessation of work, which the whole America does. And in there's a struggle, also Lamaisa, we're all Macher. That means that now it's Benish Mashis and you no longer can wash the Shalashivas, correct? Well, that's correct. Except according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Benish Mashis for another 58.5 minutes. So who says you should let the mitzvah Shalashivas go down the side? We're not talking about doing an Isra Malachas Mashalom. I'm not talking about doing one of the Lama Tes Malachas according to a Machmer. To say that it's made a shmushes when the sun goes down, like the Gruah, like the Goyim. And therefore, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before that. But when it comes to eating for Shalosh Shudis, Ayin Sham and Hilchas Shalosh Shudis, the Chofetz Chaim says, hey, you know, according to Beit Tam, it's still day. Beit HaShmashes doesn't start for another 58.5 minutes. Who's to say that you could be machmer like the goyim and say that I'm not going to wash for Shalosh Shudis? And therefore he paskins that for another half hour you should wash for Shalosh Shudis. Then the real plea is, you have to look at the Sharet Zion over there in the bottom. He's got a lot of cheshbonim for Chofetz Chaim. But for the next one, the only cheshbon he has is Rabbeinu Tam. What happens if you did wash for Shalosh Shudis but you happen to be hungry? So now you can't say that I have the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudis to be machriya whether I should. So in the bottom, in the Sharet Zion, Ayin Sham, the Chofetz Chaim says, well, if you're very hungry, we're going to let you wash also. Because after all, the halacha is like a bit of time. Okay, so that means to say that essentially the halacha is like a bit of time in the eyes of the Chofetz Chaim. And if you look through Erev Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos and Adlot Sneiris and all those places, you will... Rabbi, I'm going to have to come back because I didn't talk about the half of the stuff I wanted to talk about. What? No, I didn't even get close. I'm just throwing it around. We're having a good time here. Okay. I hope everyone understands what I just said over from the Chofetz Chaim. I could take it out and read it inside if you wanted to. But again, when Bein HaShmashes comes, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to wash anymore. You're not allowed to. So we all know that we try to wash the Shalosh Shudis before Shkia Sacham. When is Shkia Sacham? A sunset. Let's say I didn't need Shalosh Shudis, says the Chofetz Chaim. Wait. Shalosh Shudis, there's a mitzvah Shalosh Shudis, maybe you should still eat. Why? So he has a whole bunch of reasons. I am the Sharet Zion over there. But all those reasons only work if you have a mitzvah. But let's say you don't have a mitzvah, I'm just hungry. The Chofetz Chaim also says you should. If you're very hungry, you should also. We're going to let you wash. Why? After all, Allah is a good time. Now, he wouldn't let you, chas v'shalom, do malacha, one of the lab tests, he wouldn't let you drive, according to Rebbe Natan. But for this issue, the rabbanon, of washing before shalosh shudis, the Chofetz Chaim lets it. But you have to take a look at the Sha'arat Tziyot. The only heter is because of Shitas Rebbe Natan, which, after all, essentially is the halacha. So we are machmir not to do malacha when the sun goes down. Like the Chofetz Chaim writes, chas v'shalom, anybody should ever do malacha after sunset. But, hey, Rabbeinu Tam held you at another 58.5 minutes. So for malacha, I'm not going to do it. But if I'm starving, it's only shalom, this is the Rabbanon, the Chofetz Chaim is matter. So you see, we didn't adopt the Shitas Hagra in the Goyim as the essential halacha. We decided that we have to be machmir. Asher al-Kain, I pose the following question. You decided that you want to make Tosefes Shabbos and you want to daven before Plag HaMincha of the Gra, like people do in these minyanim. And then right after that, you daven Maariv and you recover Shabbos. You haven't made Plag HaMincha yet according to Rabbeinu Tam. So your Kabbalah Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam is zilch. Your kiddush, if you make it home before, if you make it home really quick, because and you make kiddush, the kiddush is not a kiddush. Because according to your Rebbeinu Tam, it's not before Plag HaMincha. Now, though all the other issues that you're being machmir on of Tarka Disastra and all those things, I'm very misupik. We didn't get to the Tarka Disastra. How much time could I go over? Do I have 15 minutes, Rabbi? So raise your hands.
Yes.
Do I have 15 minutes? I want to get to... I just want you to. I don't say anything to my balabatim and my shul. I have three minyanim on their Shabbos. One that davens mincha before plag and maariv after plag. One is 7 o'clock the whole summer, and one that davens with the zman. And I never told anybody in my shul that I'm not so sure that the ones who make the minyan early are the bigger tzaddikim. I'm not sure because according to them, they are often Mekabel Shabbos before you could be Mekabel Shabbos according to Rebbeinu Tam. And Rebbeinu Tam holds that Plag HaMincha is a Bashkia time. So if you dive in, if you have a, you get home quick, you live close to Shul, you make Kiddush, it's a bad news. Bad news. According to Rebbeinu Tam.
What?
Say that again. The Rabbeinu Rukham will go according to Rebbeinu Tam. Well, there's no reason to say not like that. The Magen Avraham passing is like Rabbeinu Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So there's no reason in the world to say that it doesn't go according to Rabbeinu Tam. It does. It's Rabbeinu Tam is Plag HaMincha. This is a big problem with Chanukah times. I don't want to, when you learn, why do you have Chanukah left? They have to. We won't get it. This is a very big problem. But we didn't even scratch the surface yet. Okay, so why am I telling you this? Because I think we should try to cover all our bases. We should try to be Mekabel Shabbos. We should try to be Mekabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. We should be Nizir from Tarka Disaster, which I'm going to tell you right now in a second. But I just think this is one of the areas where today's form of Judaism doesn't work. Because, as I said before, I don't know if I should say fortunately, unfortunately, I'm very happy that everyone's medakid ba'alacha, but it's clear historically that Yidden used to make minyanim early and they were davening Tarka Disaster. It's clear. And this goes back to the Tkubas HaRishonim. And there's many reasons for it. A person wants to be machmir, he doesn't want to do that. Tamei olam bracha. I myself, you know, fell into line and I davened before plag and I do it after plag, even though I'm not so sure it's so great. But there's some areas that you cannot cover all your bases. And Amol Gitzaitin, Yidden didn't have a problem with it, because whatever the Minig HaMakom was, that's what they did, and finished. They didn't have a Dirshin. That's what it was. And many, many parts of Europe, they just didn't look at Rebbeinu Tam. The Kula, the Chumra, finished. That was it, finished. Now, when we have this conglomeration of all the Shitas, and we try to cover all our bases, it's not practical. In many areas, it's not practical. I mean, I found this in Hilchos Nida. If you wanna be machmer and all the sheikhs are shining, your wife will never be mutter. She never. So once in a while, you have to say the minig is the pastor like this one. You know, but I'm just saying, it's impossible. You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible to cover all the bases. So let's get to this. So why am I telling you this? Because everybody has Alvi Lismoich. And everyone's in Erlich Yid. And halavai, everyone should be mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, like the Rosh spoke over there, Orachaim HaKadosh. I brought that Orachaim HaKadosh. What I'm going to do is, like, I'm going to end now, and if you want, and then I'm going to turn around and walk out if you want. And then I'm going to start another 10 minutes about Tarka Disaster. So let's end off with the conclusion about this. The main thing is that person should be Makabal Shabbos. And if you take a look, the Orachaim HaKadosh that the Rav mentioned is on the last page. It's a very interesting thing that the Orachaim HaKadosh says, La'asos is a Shabbos. The Orachaim HaKadosh means this mitzvah of Tesefta Shabbos. And I think, like the Rav was saying, there's a tremendous Musar Haskel from this mitzvah of Tesefta Shabbos. What is that? We all know that Shabbos, Bereishis, is not our creation. Yontif is our creation. That's why the Bracha in Shmoneser is Mekadesh HaShabbos. They used to make Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, we say Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazman. Because Rosh Chodesh is dependent on Sanhedrin, on Klal Yisrael. So we are the ones who make the Kedushas HaYontif. So the Bracha says, Mekadesh Yisrael, first Klal Yisrael was given the ability to declare Rosh Chodesh and make the calendar, which is a Gevaltike Shutvis with Rabbi Yishalaylam. Then we have the Zmanim. The Zmanim are dependent on our Psach. So we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That's the basic Hiluk which we always speak about between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Rabbi Yishalaylam gave us a mitzvah to make the Sefer Shabbos to show you that there's no such thing as a free ride in this world. Every Davrish of the Kedusha that is a davar of the Kedusha, without you doing it, and you want to benefit from it, it really depends on what you make out of it. You have to make something out of it. The Eibishter gave us a mitzvah to be Mekadesh, to be Mekabel Shabbos early, to show you that even the Shabbos gracious, where the Eibishter was Mekadesh Shabbos, you don't just walk into Shabbos and therefore automatically get the full benefit of Kedushas and Shabbos. You have to be personally involved in that Shabbos by making a Tesefta Shabbos. This Tesefta Shabbos, alright, I'm going to tell you this quickly. This Tesefta Shabbos, according to the Shulchan Arab, is only Benegeya Isr Malachim. But according to others, it's Negeya Mitzvahs too. It's a Shiloh. There's some that say for Yeshiva Sukkah it helps. There's a Taz. Alright. I don't think that it's possible for me to take it for too much longer, but let me just mention to you the Targum of the Sastra. So you can keep your chart there, and let me explain to you another problem of Targum of the Sastra. The Gemara Bracha says, and I think I am going to go fast, but there's one thing that I want everyone to be able to... There's one thing that I would really like everyone to be able to go home with, which is a Dover Pashit Petachlis. But when we start talking about these things, we don't realize it. There's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin that everyone is acquainted with. The Mishnah says, and there's a machlekes between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda, when does Mincha end and Maariv begin? According to Rav Yehuda, Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, and that's when you can start the Daven Maariv. According to the Chachamim, Mincha ends at Shkia, and that's what you daven Maariv. This is a machlekes for Yehuda and the Chachamim. Did everyone get that? That's easy. And the Gemara doesn't paskin whether the halacha is like the Yehuda or like the Chachamim. And therefore, the Gemara says you can do whatever you want. Well, you can do whatever. Let's say it again. You've got to take a look at the picture. Okay? So, according to Rav Yehuda, you could daven Mincha from 12:30 till Plaga Mincha. And you could daven Maariv immediately afterwards. According to the Chachamim, you could daven Mincha from 12:30 till Shkia Sechama, and Maariv is afterwards. So the issue is, from Plaga Mincha till sunset, or according to Rabbi Tam, whenever his Plag Mincha is, to whether it is sunset, is that Mincha time or is that Maariv? That's the issue. That's clear. But it's not clear in your mind. I know that. That's what I'm going to come to clarify for you. So the Gemara says, listen carefully, I'm going to do this quickly. I'm going to do what I was planning on doing in a half hour and 5 minutes. But just listen. It's clear. The Gemara says, Da'avid kamara. You have a right to be noyed either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Chachamim. Roiv Rishayim holds, and that's on the Mechaber Paskins, You've got one choice to make in life. That's it. You can't change from one day to the next. And the Mechaber Paskin is like that. That means, if you daven Mincha till Shia, you could never daven Maariv before Shia. Why? So let me explain this to you. This is where people I find get mixed up. There is nobody in the world of Shas, who holds that there's a time frame during the day that you can daven either Maariv or Mincha. That's that part of the disaster. That's an impossibility. Lamasha. You can't blow shofar on Yom Kippur. That's that part of the disaster. That's if it's Yom Kippur, you're fasting. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, you're blowing shofar. You can't blow shofar on the 10th of Tishrei. Shofar is for the first day of Tishrei. You have to understand the real problem of Tarka disaster, that nobody holds that there's an hour during the day that's good for either Mincha or Maariv. There's no such thing. Either it's Mincha time or it's Maariv time. There's no such thing as a time frame that could be either Mincha or Maariv. I'm not telling you 2 + 2 = 4. This is 2. 2 is 2. That's the Gemara. There is no time during the day that's good for Mincha or Maariv. Either you're davening Shacharis, or it's time for Mincha, or it's time for Maariv. Why do we get confused and think that it's possible to do such a thing? My analogy is perfect. Davening Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia, is like blowing shofar on Yom Kippur. It's the wrong time. It's that time good. And vice versa with the Chachamim. What's the problem? Where do we get into time for disaster? Because the Gemara doesn't pass it. And the Gemara says you have a right to choose. Okay, what does it mean I have a right to choose? So the Mechaber says, choose once in your life, Rabbi Yisai. You want to be able to make the late minyan right before Shkia? You can never dab a Maariv. I have to tell you, I have to get this other thing. Okay. However, there are some Rishonim that hold that you can change from one day to the next. Today, if the whole day is consistent, the Meiri holds like that. But mind you, the Mechaber does not pass it. So the Mechaber is Masha from the Gemara that if you daven Maariv till Shkia, you cannot daven Maariv before. All of a sudden, the Mechaber comes in Hilchos Shabbos, I put it in there, and he says, Erev Shabbos, you could. And most of the Shadim is the Magen Avraham say there's no difference whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. What difference does it make? The Mechaber himself passes, you've got one choice in life. You want to daven Mincha till Shkia the rest of your life. That means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2017, 2018, Zost 11, 120. You decided you want to do like the Chachamim and you have time to daven Mincha till Shkia, you have to be consistent throughout your life. All of a sudden, the Mechaber comes in Hilchos Shabbos and says, in Hilchos Shabbos we have a minig to daven Maariv before Shkia after Plaga Mincha, and the Magen Avraham right away says it's a pliatsuma. He paskins not like that. Why is Shabbos different? So he gives a lot of terutzim why Erev Shabbos is different, even according to his shita. Unfortunately, I can't get into that right now. It's long Magen Avraham. I put it there, but I must tell you the Taz, and that's going to be our conclusion, because there's another problem that the Magen Avraham does not resolve. There are some Rishonim that say that you could be inconsistent from day one to day two, but on that day you have to be consistent. In other words, yesterday after Plaga Mincha, I was davening Mincha. That means it's that time for Maariv. Today I could decide I want to daven Maariv. But in the same day, nobody was matching. Nobody. So that means, as the Magen Avraham says, that if you want to daven early Maariv on Erev Shabbos, you want to daven Maariv before Shkia, you have to be consistent, so you have to daven Mincha before Plaga. That's why I made it clear. There's nobody who holds that there's such a thing as Mincha and Maariv in the same time frame. There's a machlekes about this time frame for Plaga Mincha to Shkia. But nobody holds that you could daven both in that. No one holds that you could do that. Not Rav Yehuda, not the Chachamim. So you want to do one day like Rav Yehuda, one day like Chachamim, but in the same day you can't be so easy yourself. What?
Everyone does.
course everyone does. It's the minig of Chazal. The question is why? The Magen Avraham does not have a teretz. The Magen Avraham says you can't. The Magen Avraham says you cannot make a mincha at 7 o'clock. That you daveni mincha after plag and mar before shkiyah. He says you can't do it. Because the Magen Avraham says you can't do it. He tries to give. Okay, but the Lamaik said Chazal did it. What?
7 o'clock.
What? They do it. What do you mean? How do they do it? You call the meeting for 7 o'clock and you do it. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? What? I didn't explain everything to you. I was telling you the argument that you can't. But if Klal Yisrael has been doing this for 800 years, there's got to be a reason why, right? So let me tell you a sheet of the Taz, and I think it's a good way to end off a sheet of the Taz. And the Eil Shabbat, which is, everybody rejects the Taz, but maybe Erev Shabbos we will make it with this Taz. But there's a Taz, there's a very famous Taz, that he brings a tshuva from the Marshal. But the Marshal said you can't be Makabel Shmini Atzeres early. Because it's still Sukkos. And if you go into the Sukkah, you're going to have to make a Leishin Basukkah. So and you're going to be targeted disaster over here. You know, you're going to. So when we talk about Shmini Atzeres itself, this is complicated. So Chazal already said they made an Eitzah for this. They said you see Basukkah, you don't have a Leishin Basukah, but they didn't make that Eitzah for if you're Makabel 2 hours early Shmini Atzeres. So he would be Makabel early, and then he would make everyone fast the task of Tzolani. What are you making? New Tanezim on Tzal Yisrael. And then the Yitzchak she says it. And what are you making? New Isurim. You're making everyone fast on Erev Shmini Atzeres and wait left to take the Kuchavim. So the Taz is a Chiddush that's in there. When we say Tosefta Shabbos, what we usually think is that I'm taking the Kedusha of Shabbos and I'm stretching it and I'm covering this with an Ezer. In other words, I'm taking the Kedusha from Saturday and I'm covering Friday with it. But Friday is Friday and Saturday is Saturday. Nobody thinks, L'chayyah, I mean this is Shiloh and Gan Shulchan Aruch in many cases. The Pashas is, it doesn't become Saturday because you gave the Kedusha Shabbos. That's the Pashas. That's the pashtus. It does not become the mashal the shulchan aruch harav paskins. It's a beautiful stack. Let's say the last day of Pesach is shalosh shudis. We're making a revish of shalosh shudis. It's already 2 hours after this man, and you did not make Abdullah. And you want to choose your own. He says you could eat chametz. He says you could eat chametz. You pass through chametz. Why? Because the din of Tosefes Yontif does not cover chametz. Because chametz is even a chalamayim. It's only the dinner of the kedusha of yontif. So yontif you can stretch out onto matzah shabbos and nisr v'lacha. But what does chametz got to do with yontif? Chalamayim you also can't eat chametz. So the kedusha is yontif. You're singing your shabbos and it's yontif, and you're eating chametz. I'm shav b'shulchan aruch harav. Why? Because kedusha shabbos, the kedusha shabbos that you put on the day after with the dinner istafa doesn't include everything. Well, there's a Paiskin that disagree with this, but this Tosefta Shabbos that we have, that we do, Pashtus, it doesn't make it the next day. But the Taz, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches, says that it does. The Taz is a Yochid, and he says that when you are Bekabel Shmini Atzeres, you're not Mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah anymore. Pilei Ploy. If you made the Hashanah Rabbah into Shmini Atzeres, the same Rabbeinu Shalayim, who said that you have to sit in a sukkah, said at Shmini Atzeres, Da'ayinu, it's the next day. In the Sefer Eilul Shabbos, he wants to fayem for the meaning of Klal Yisrael to be Makabel Shabbos Tarka Disastra, because guess what? If I'm Makabel Shabbos Tarka, there's no Tarka Disastra B'Klal, because it's the next day. The Tarka Disastra is, if it's Friday, and I'm taking this time segment, and I say, I'm going to have Mincha and Marvin and it's time for the Sasha. But if I can turn it into Saturday, the game's over. If Tosefta Shabbos makes it the next day, it's the next day. It's all over. So the Eilul Shabbos says, that is the Kayak of Tosefta Shabbos. Right. So let's take the Musar from it, Rabbi Sat. Well, we get involved in a mitzvah. The Kedusha that we create is so, so very important and powerful. If a person makes it his business not to just flow with the current. You know, I hear often, I think I mentioned this last time I spoke over here, I can't get used to it, and it bothers me terribly. There is an idea in Jewish thought which is a reality. It's a reality. It is a reality. I'm not... That the words of the prayers that the Chazal made are effective even if I don't have Kavod. And I hear people tell it to me all the time, where they quote it from this sacred, I have to tell you that, but from a philosophical point of view, not everything in Judaism is rational, but this is irrational. In other words, these are one of the things, if that's true, it's irrational. It does not fit with any type of Havana that I have about tefillah from all the svarim that I've ever read in my life to justify such a mahalach in life and to say that that's tefillah. But it is a reality because they bring it. But then a person should rely on that reality and think that he daven is such a mistake, Rabbi said. Look at Shabbos. Look what you could do with Shabbos. Those are the Torah said you should do with Shabbos. You make Shabbos. You should make Shabbos. You should make tefillah. You should make chesed. The Rebbe Shem Shalom, we should also desire to keep Shabbos and see the B.S. Beryl Tzedek with the name of the Lord.